Hello.
And welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I have the usual gang. I've got Lauren, Chris, Sharpie, and... Welcome.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, hey.
Notice how that kind of... Howdy. Notice how that kind of rolled off the tongue. I did Chris and then Sharpie, and it was kind of like Chris Sharps. Just kind of rolled that way. Sorry.
Nice.
Yes. On today's show, we are going to be talking about the International Food and Wine Festival that's being held at Epcot.
Yay! Favorite.
Food.
Food, wine, my two favorite things.
And Disney.
Yep. If there was a beach there, I'm golden.
Well, technically, you could just, actually go sit down by the water and kind of.
That's a valid point. Yep. I should never have to leave that area.
Yeah. Right there at the beach club. That works.
That's a valid point.
Okay, so, Madam Wong, you were recently there, and
yes.
You noticed a couple of changes.
So, first, I have to say it was my absolute favorite food and wine experience I've had. And I have to say the reason why, it's two things. First, I went with Mandy, Mandy, don't get a big head. She's a listener. It's not because I went with Mandy, but Mandy does love to eat. And I have discovered that the best person to take with you to Food and Wine is actually a starving cast member who doesn't, you know, always maybe get to eat because she's too busy spending her money on Disney souvenirs. But anyway, Mandy was awesome. So thank you for taking me, Mandy. We actually went the Thursday before it opened to a cast member preview. And we were kind of excited about that because we were like, ooh, this is like very exclusive. Of course, we got there and we realized that they were inviting everyone to take part in Food and Wine. So we wouldn't be seeing the sad guests standing there watching us as we, you know, shove tacos down our throats. We were both very disappointed by that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
sorry, sir. You can't eat this taco. It's cast member only.
Us. So yeah, but Mandy was kind enough to, invite me after I had brought her pralines. So I think, you know, it was like definitely quid pro quo kind of thing. But anyway, so we show up and they ended up opening like an hour earlier than they had announced. And they actually didn't announce it to anyone. So the park was like totally empty. Like this was a fantastic week to be in the parks anyway. But as you know, when Food and Wine is going on, and we'll talk about this later, it's always massively crowded. And, because they hadn't yet announced it and people assumed it was going to open on Friday, I think the majority of guests, we didn't wait for anything. I mean, we literally walked up. I think our longest wait was maybe a minute just to get, you know, to get food. We were the absolute first guests at the Florida Fresh booth, which was awesome. But there were tons of new things. You know, the usuals were back. The filet and the cheese soup in Canada. I say skip that filet. You could get bad meat.
I like that soup, though.
You know, and Mandy liked it, too. She had never had it, so she was really excited about trying that, and she enjoyed that quite a bit. But the Florida Fresh booth was great. They had this elderberry wine, which is really, really good.
Ooh, what's that taste like?
Oh, it was fantastic. It was very fruity and just really good. Definitely get that, Lauren. You would like it. You'd probably like the key lime wine as well.
Not a fan of key lime.
You know, it was it wasn't really tart. It was more sweet, and but you know, I'm not crazy like if the tannins are like really. I don't know anything about wine. I just know what I don't like. And after the second sip, I was like, ew. So Mandy finished it because you know, because she's helpful that way. And but she had the mac and cheese there. That was really good. So that's new this year with bacon and chives. And ooh. I had they called it griddled yard bird, which is of course chicken on collard greens with hot sauce. That was
griddled
was that
yard
at?
Bird.
Yeah. Well, you know, cause they call chicken yard bird, right?
In the South.
How could you have been living here your entire life, Steve, and not known that?
I've never heard that. Yeah.
I call it chicken.
Wait, where was the mac and cheese one?
They were both at the Florida Fresh booth.
Oh, okay.
I like that booth. That's a nice.
That's a great booth.
Did they have the beer sampler there too, or whatever that was that they had last year?
You know, this year they had a cider sampler, and I want to get that in October and maybe split it with one of y'all because you know me.
I like the cider.
Yeah. And I love like hard cider anyway. So, and they had like a pumpkin and different flavors of that, but. was I going to say? Yeah, they called it griddled yard bird, and it was like a chicken with like a really crispy skin and then these yummy collard greens with hot sauce. So that was like a whole meal, to be quite honest. She and I split it, which it would have been too much for one person who was planning on eating around the world. You know, we skipped New Zealand and Australia. They always have the same bad food. No offense, but
what?
It's just, yeah, Steve, it's not like you're the food you got when you were in Australia. It's like, you know, here's a chicken or here's a piece of lamb. And New Zealand always has the same mussels, which are okay the first time you have them, but they're always kind of, what's the word? They're like rubber bands. They're not cooked well. So, I was going to say, Mexico, shrimp taco. If you eat anything at Food and Wine, get the shrimp taco. That was like the best thing I had all day. So, China, they now have a steamed roll, you know, like the steamed bun. It's filled with duck this year. You'd probably like that, Steve. Mandy had that. I didn't have it because I don't eat any cute animals. And they have a peach drink there, which is like the best thing ever. It's got rum on it. And, you know, a lot of the same stuff, after those first few booths, we noticed a lot of the same things. They did have Korean barbecue at the Korean booth, which I want to try when I go back.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah. All right. It was good.
So I'm looking at Australia real quick, and you're right. They have the same thing. Grilled sweet and spicy bushberry shrimp with pineapple, peppers, onions, and snap peas for $4.75.
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing they have it again because everyone loved it last time.
Oh, and then they have the grilled lamb chop with mint, pesto, and potato crunchies for $6. And then they have the Lemington, which I tried.
What is that? That's the cake, right?
Yeah, yellow cake dipped in chocolate and shredded coconut.
That just really sounds not great.
Or maybe it's a Lamington.
And that's a cookie over there, right? Isn't it?
It's like a cake. I've had it before.
Okay.
It's not my favorite. The Australian desserts are not really great. So maybe that's why they're not great there. Yeah. So what was your favorite couple things?
Last year, my favorite thing, and you guys probably remember this because I talked about it incessantly, was the pork belly in Brazil. However, this year I'd have to say it would be that peach schnapps drink with the rum on top because it didn't taste like alcohol. Oh, Lauren, it was good.
Where's that?
And, that's in China. Mandy and I were attacking that with – Mandy bought it. I think Mandy was the one that bought that one. And we were both attacking it with straws. It was like, get out of my way.
So what is it again?
It's a peach drink with a lot of ice with peach schnapps and then rum on the top. And it sounds a little strong, but, you know, I'm such a lightweight, and I didn't taste a lot of alcohol.
Oh, here it is. It's called Happy Peach with peach liqueur and dark rum.
Yeah, is it liqueur? Okay, so, yeah.
It's a happy peach. How could you go wrong?
It's a happy
you
peach.
You really can't.
Now, how big? It's $8.50. Is it like a full-size drink?
It's a full-size drink. Like, two of those, and I would be needing to find a bench and a pillow.
Nice.
Oh, they have bubble
nap
tea.
Time, food and wine festival.
Mango jasmine tea with bubbles.
Well, you'll have to get that.
Oh, that's pretty excited.
So I would say that in the taco. The taco was excellent.
The taco's in Norway, right?
Yes, ma'am. Of course. Yes, of course.
Norwegian tacos are the best.
They are the best.
Okay, so Steve and I and Lisa can actually speak to that because Lisa, wasn't your hamburger that you had in Norway like a Mexican hamburger?
It had like taco seasoning and it was just a hamburger. Everyone said that they were so fabulous that this was the place to get an American style hamburger.
Well, that was in Copenhagen, right?
That was in Copenhagen.
No, it was in, it was,
or was that in
Bergen? It was in Bergen. It was that little place in Bergen. The waitress had a white top and a blunt cut.
Are you talking about the place upstairs?
No.
It was downstairs.
The place where we had
like
a long table?
Bar.
Oh.
It was
the girls
a little
were on
bar.
The end.
Oh, yeah. That was in Bergen.
And some of the pictures were inappropriate, and I was hoping my children didn't notice them.
Oh, I missed that.
Yes. Well, they weren't like wildly inappropriate, but they were maybe not appropriate for 8-year-olds. Yes, I remember the waitress because she was very nice and she had sort of an odd haircut. So anyway. Yeah, it was terrible food. But anyway, yes, the tacos were my favorite. That shrimp taco was fantastic. And I always get that chocolate cake that they have in Ireland with it's like a Bailey's cream sauce on top or something. That was good.
Oh, that's good. I've had that.
I would never get that filet again. I was eating it and I was thinking, why did I wait for this?
Where was the filet? Yeah.
The filet's in Canada.
Okay.
So, and it's, you know, it's the usual little filet. It's like a little hunk of meat that's, you know, overcooked with mushrooms on top. The mushrooms were good. So go to Food and Wine and eat all the yummy food.
All right. I just read the hard cider flight. So yes. For $10.25, you get 4 hard ciders. You get the Woodchuck Raspberry Hard Cider. Sounds pretty mm-hmm. interesting. You get Winder's Dry Pear Hard Cider.
Okay.
Two Henry's Elderberry Hard Cider and an Ace Hard Pumpkin Cider.
You know, maybe that's what we had was Elderberry Hard Cider and not wine. I'm sorry. Mandy bought that one, so I wasn't quite sure.
Oh, so you had the Elderberry Hard.
Yeah, it was good.
Yum.
So we have to all get that and split it at Food and Wine.
Now, is there anything else? Is there a new booth or is there? I'm looking through them right now. They look like they're kind of the same.
I think there is one new one and I cannot remember. I will say the locations for some of them have changed. They moved to Hawaii. So it's almost always all the way on the other side. So if you're heading for that pork slider, which they have again this year, that's like a major favorite of people's, that is in a different part of the park. Oh shoot. You know what I didn't do, Steve? I didn't go over. Remember how you told me that there were Food and Wine booths over in Future World. I didn't make it over there. So I can't talk about that.
I think I actually told a fib because I thought I heard that from somewhere, but then I looked at the map and I didn't see any over there.
Okay. All right.
So I don't think, except for the
festival. I can never trust you again.
Yeah. Just the festival pavilion.
Okay.
That
wasn't open because again, this was a preview day. So some of the stuff that was open, you know, wasn't open when we went. I do have to say, if you ever get a chance to go for the preview day, you don't have to take a cast member with you. You can just go because it's like fantastic, no lines. And by 7 o'clock at night, it was packed. So,
okay. So there's a new place called Sustainable Chew. What does that
mean? Is that like dip?
Sounds like it.
Yeehaw!
But wait, Mickey doesn't smoke or do anything like that.
So they have pork spare ribs, pork spare ribs with red wine, fennel, and cheesy mascarpone grits.
Yummy.
Ricotta and zucchini ravioli with tomato sauce, which is a vegetarian dish. And then vanilla panna cotta with fresh figs and that pistachio brittle. Mm. So, yeah.
I think this year is going to be a really, really good one. I really do. It just...
And there's a new one called the Wine Studio for Lauren. Ooh.
Hello?
Well, and there's a cheese one, too, right?
Yeah, it's got a trio of artisan cheeses.
Yeah.
It's got,
I want to do that. Can we do that Sunday?
We can do whatever you want.
Then there's a different aged cheese with honey, goat cheese served with craisin bread, and some blue cheese, berry port compote, something or other, bread. Yeah, it's interesting. So it looks. Oh, and then there's a ton of drinks. Yeah, there's a bunch of wines.
Okay, we'd have
you
to
had
take a
me
quick...
at wines.
There's a bunch of wines. They're only $3.50 each. Like 8
That's
different
not bad.
Wines. Yeah.
Well, we could just give Lauren like a $20 bill and have her sit there.
I could stay there for hours.
There
you wouldn't have to come back for me for a
You're
while.
You're probably after the last couple of months you've had, you maybe deserve.
Yeah.
So,
I'm thinking I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
So Sharpie and Lauren, what are your Food and Wine strategies for actually attending Food and Wine for the first time or how to tackle it?
My biggest suggestion to people, if they're going with small children, is to go in the afternoon and go for lunch. You know, eat your way around the world at lunchtime and get out of Dodge by like 5-6 o'clock. Because I feel like it turns into a different experience after 5 o'clock. The lines get really long. And I just think you see a lot of highly intoxicated people. So I always tell people to do food and wine festival during the day if they have small children. Now, if you're just two adults, that's one thing. Join in the fun, but, you know, make an idiot out of yourself.
staggering people spilling very expensive drinks.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So I just think it's like, to me, that's the biggest tip. The other thing is pace yourself. Use your snack credits. If you're on the dining plan,
a lot of those
little tastes you can get there are going to be a snack credit. So definitely utilize that. I actually got the dining plan for this trip just for that purpose. So those are my biggest tips, I think, for Food and Wine Festival. And, you know, try some new things. How about you, Sharpie?
I share a lot with Lisa in that I'm not a very adventurous eater.
Adventurous.
But I am willing to try things. Last year we tried the stuff from Poland. Now, the drink from Poland was amazing. It was an apple pie vodka kind of drink.
Oh, that was good. I had that.
It was fantastic.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then some of the stuff from Germany, the Stuckanudeln.
Gesundheit.
I don't know if I could try something called that.
And I don't think that's back this year.
Because that sounds a little sexual.
That sounds like something that belongs behind closed doors.
Yeah, well, you know, the Germans. A little sexual.
It's what the Germans are known for. It's like the language of love, the land of love. Why be surprised?
Land of sausages.
No, it's a different...
Exactly.
You had to take it there, didn't you, Lisa?
You know what? And I'm always
Wiener Schnitzel.
She does.
Oh, goodness.
I like it when Lisa goes there.
It's not often.
No, you gotta enjoy those moments.
Me, I'm not looking forward to anything necessarily. I'll like to get my plain pretzel, please.
Oh, come on. You eat plenty of stuff there. You get the cheese soup, don't you?
I like the cheese soup.
You liked the cheese soup last year, and you liked the taco.
But not the shrimp taco. I like the
beef taco.
The beef taco. The steak.
You know what?
One.
It's gone.
Well, then what's the point?
Disappointed. Yeah. You know what? I have gotten into a habit of playing what would Lisa like if I know Lisa is going to be there. And I did not see a lot of stuff you would have liked, I have to admit.
What do I like? I like the apricot donuts.
And they don't have them. I was so disappointed. Because Mandy and I were like, okay, we're going to get the donuts. We're going to get the donuts. And then we got up there and we were like, where are the donuts?
Wow. So what else
would
I like?
And they have those stinking pierogies every year.
Oh, pierogies are good.
I like the pierogies.
Are awesome.
Do you know who I like? You know, I like pierogies that are made in a church basement by little old ladies and sold at street fairs.
Now, what was the bargain? Because sometimes you go and you're like, okay, I just paid $8 for a pierogi. And then sometimes you get an item and you're like, wow, that was like a full-size hamburger and fries for like $4.
Chicken and collards was a total bargain. It was an almost entree size piece of chicken, unless you're like my husband and can eat an entire cow in one sitting. But I mean, it was a lot of food in that little container.
Okay.
I thought that was a good bargain. You know what the worst deal was? And it also concerns my husband. So Kevin came later in the day with the kids, and I took the kids and we rode some rides, and Kevin went around because, as Lauren says, it's really hard doing food and wine with kids, especially later on. And it had started to get, like Lauren said, people drinking, kind of getting really crowded. And so I took the kids on some rides and Kevin went to go get some food. And I came back, and like for 2 days, this was his refrain. He said, it was $5.50 for tacos and they only gave me one taco. I was plural. Like,
go, Kevin.
With the plural.
It was as big as the palm of my hand, and it was one taco. And, like, you know, he never complains about anything. He's pretty laid back. But yeah, he was like, yeah, for 2 days, that was like, it was tacos.
Well, that's the, yeah, and that's the thing, too. There's some things you feel like you're like, wow, this was, I got taken to the cleaners on this item. And then some things are of value. And
the tacos
then,
were good, though. Although they were a corn tortilla, and, you know, not everybody likes those.
It's so. The social.
It's the experience.
It's the social and the experience and walking around with your friends. And which leads me to my tip, which is to get one of those cards. So you get a card, like a gift card, you put $100 or $150 on it, and it's either comes with a lanyard or you put it around your wrist, and then you can just charge away and not... It's
yeah,
just
not go as, into the whole thing knowing you're going
to
spend $100.
Yeah, because...
You have to kind of just go, you know what, it is what it is. I came here for a purpose. I'm going to eat, you know. And really, how much could you eat? You can't, because Mandy and I, even between the two of us, we didn't try every booth,
no.
And we were splitting just about everything we got, except for that vile duck.
And you walk from one to another, and then there's a little bit of wait to get something, and you're taking your time.
Yeah.
And then getting back to kids, there's something that they have called Remy's Ratatouille Hide and Squeak. So for about...
Isn't that cute?
Yeah, so it's a good way if you're with the kids and they're, you know, a little bored because you're going from country to country. For just under $10, you get a map, and they have to find little hidden Remy's, the little rat, in each country. And then to get a piece of the Ratatouille recipe. And then they get a sticker when they find him in each country, and then they go back to kind of the World Showcase Pavilion right there at the front, and they get a limited edition Remy collector's pin for completing or not completing the map and stickers. So it gives them something to do, something to look for in each country, and then they get their little prize when they make it all the way around.
Do you know what I'm surprised they haven't done? You know how when you go to Flower and Garden, they always have those playgrounds? There's about three of them that are set up for the kids. I'm surprised they don't have more of those at Food and Wine.
Hmm. Now, do they have any of those?
I don't think there are any.
That are around. That's true. I don't think I've ever seen them around.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So... Yeah, it would be nice because, you know, that's always been a big draw for my kids is, you know, they get to play and...
You could have, like, the champagne fountain... While you're sitting there drinking, go play in the champagne.
Do you know what? They probably don't have it because you'd have parents like laying on the grass, passed out.
Yeah,
the kids running around, your greasy pork belly ridden lips, you know. So that's probably what it is.
You make this sound scandalous.
It could be. You know, you get
special
people drunk
event,
enough.
I see.
Yes. Huh. Get people drunk enough. Yes. Oh, I do want to mention one thing. I never go to the kiosk in France ever. There's never anything, you know, really worth eating. And that one, they had so many good drinks there. They had this ice pop thing, and they had this fruity drink that we tried. It was very good. So definitely be going back there again.
Well, then the other thing we failed to mention, and we don't need to get into all the details, but there's a World Showcase Pavilion where they have, or a Food and Wine pavilion, where they have celebrities, you know, celebrity chefs, and you can take different classes and learn all about cooking. And they have different activities going on each day of the week, so be sure to check that out. And it's over in the old Wonders of Life Future World Pavilion, where they do the same thing with Flower and Garden. So be sure to check that out and see what's going on.
It's the most wonderful time of the year in Epcot.
Well, yeah, it's perfect. Oh, yeah. Perfect
like,
weather, light crowds.
I like spring too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah, it's not as hot, and you get to walk around and just kind of relax.
How was the temp this week, Chris?
You know, it was really nice until Friday when it just poured, and then again on Saturday when we were leaving, it just seemed like the sun had decided to finally come out, and it was hot. So.
Oh, weather Florida. Is going to start getting nicer, though, so that's good.
I know. It probably won't be nice by the time we get there, though, don't you think? We're still going to have a lot of hot weather. So
I think it's still going to be hot.
Yeah. Still going to be awesome. I can't wait.
We had a couple cool days last year, though.
Did we really? I don't remember.
Saturday was a scorcher.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Having just been there in July, it's not going to be that hot. July heat is like, oh, July and August. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's miserable. So,
yeah.
But, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's a lot of fun. Oh, one more thing I should mention. There was a ton of merchandise. There were all kinds of plates this year. Like, they had plates last year, but they have a lot more stuff this year. Tons of plates, magnets. There's even Christmas ornaments. And they had the little trash can salt and pepper shaker. T-shirts, the whole nine yards. So if you're looking for specific merchandise, it's right as you cross the bridge with those little stands as you go right into from Future World into World Showcase. They had a ton of it.
Hey, Chris, real quick, do you want to go over just any tips on the Halloween party, which is also in October since you just came back from that?
Okay, so I also went to the Halloween party, and I broke my rule. My kids and my husband have never been, but I've been multiple times, and so I said, what the heck, we're going to buy tickets. We actually bought them in advance because we were worried that they would sell out, which doesn't always happen that early. But it rained really, really bad. And for us, the parade was delayed. And when we finally got the parade, it was it was a shortened parade. And the shows were mainly all canceled. There was one show. And of course, the trick-or-treating was very limited. So I don't know that I would ever go again on a rainy night. So,
yeah. So it's interesting because I never thought about, I always used to buy my tickets in advance because I never even thought about the possibility of it raining. Because it's very, you know, it rains in Florida, but not, usually it's like a heat, you know, 3, 4 p.m.
Right.
storm and it's gone. And I, you know, there's the occasional all night rain, which I never even thought about happening. And then if you've bought your ticket, you're kind of stuck into it versus.
Right. Well, and the shows.
Mm-hmm.
The shows, you know, they're canceled. They can't do anything about it. And the one thing you don't think about, which is a big part of the Halloween party, is, you know, trick-or-treating. They have to move that undercover. And, of course, you know, there's not a lot of places they can do it. So it's very limited as far as trick-or-treating. And, of course, the character interaction, you know, you're not able to see all these characters because they're just not out because it's pouring. So they did, like I said, they did have one show. Kevin and the bigger ones stayed. I took Thomas home, so I didn't see that. I was really disappointed. I did dress up, though. I said, what the heck? And, of course, got soaked.
Oh. Yeah, so your only advantage is buying it early to avoid a sellout. Or if it's not going to be sold out, you might as well wait to buy the tickets there.
I don't think I'd ever do it that way again. You know, usually I would buy it the day of because I don't want to go to a sold out party anyway. That's my theory. But you know what? Lauren and I were talking about this, and not everyone has that advantage because, you know, for a lot of people, they're not going to have an opportunity to go again. So they buy them in advance. And I totally get that.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I wouldn't do it again.
Okay.
So.
Okay. One of our favorite subjects, food, and, well, for some, wine. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show. I would like to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you enjoy our shows, please download those at iTunes or at mousechat.net. If you have questions for us, please write to us at mousechat. If you have comments or questions for us, please write to us at comments@mousechat.net. We thank you so much for listening. Please join us again next time on Mousechat.